Hey, over here. It's all right. I was sitting behind the tree. There's no way you could have seen me. In fact, you walked right past me. I almost snuck up on you and spooked you. I didn't, because I remembered how you don't like that. Although, you do make a cute face when you're scared. Anyway, I'm glad you showed up. I don't like being out here alone. Especially during the late afternoon like this. I know, just Carrie being a scaredy cat. Still, I feel better now that you're here. It's not so safe to be in these woods alone after dark. Remy? Oh yeah. She's late, but when is she not? No, I'm sure she's coming. She wouldn't miss this. Not today. Oh, yes. We do want to talk to you about things together. But if I told you what they were, that would be spoiling the fun. Oh, don't worry. It's nothing bad. At least, I don't think it's bad. I think it's really good. Hey, can I ask you something? Do you think I'm sexy?
Hey, yo. Sorry I'm late. I had practice and then some football player tried to talk to me in the locker room.
Oh my god, Remy, are you okay?
Yeah. I don't know if he wanted to do more than to be gross and hit on me, but he's not going to be doing it again. With any girl.
Good. Hey, you can calm down. Remy's okay, see?
Yeah. I appreciate you worrying, but you know that I can take care of myself. Y'all ready to go?
Yes. So I packed some snacks and I brought scarves for everyone and a blanket and some first aid and water and...
Jeez. Okay, we get the idea. Y'all prepared. It is kind of cold. You look fine, Gary, but he's just wearing a sweater.
He'll be fine. If we need to, we can always keep him warm together.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. If he wants to.
Okay, enough joking. Let's get walking.
Yeah, let's take the longer path.
The one by the lake?
Mm-hmm. It's really remote and, you know, it has an atmosphere.
Say no more.
You know, kind of miss this. Just the three of us together doing stuff. Any stuff, really.
Avoiding you? Why would we be avoiding you?
Carrie, you're a terrible liar. Yeah, we have been avoiding you and we're both sorry.
Yeah. We really are, and it wasn't really about you, or it was, but like, nothing you've done, just, you know, we, Remy and I have,
Slow down, Harry. We decided that we had to start at the beginning. Remember?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Look, just be a bit more patient. We really want to hang out with you today, and part of that is explaining some things, among them why we've been so scarce. Before we start, though, I think it's important that you understand that you're,
important.
Right. You're very important to us.
Yeah. That's kind of how all this got started. Do you remember when we stopped hanging out with you?
There was December a month ago. And all that weird stuff happened down.
We. Remy and me, I mean. We'd been talking a lot between ourselves. And fighting. But really only a little bit.
You don't know because we didn't want you to know. To be honest, I'm embarrassed about it, but it's part of the story, you know.
So, after a little fight, we decided to meet at the coffee shop and just talk. Just the two of us, no distractions. And we both realised how destructive we were being to each other and ourselves, and we didn't want to lose our friendship. Or you.
Yeah, it did go well, thank you. We settled everything, in a way, and then later things settled themselves. Mm-hmm.
What was the problem? You really don't have any idea?
Told you, Carrie. It's not the kind of guy who thinks like that. Not vain or arrogant. If he knew...
He would have spoken to us, yeah. So...
Yeah,
the thing is... You go first.
No, you can go. You were talking.
Okay, so the thing is, we both like you.
A lot.
Yeah, we super like you.
No, we know you like us too. We mean...
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Wow. That feels so much better now I've gotten it off my chest.
Same. It's like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, and look, he's not even freaking out at all.
You don't need to say anything, not yet. We know that it's a lot to take in, and we respect that you may not be ready to express your feelings towards us for a while.
Right, we decided that we would confess to you together, and we kind of went over what would happen.
Yeah. And we decided that if you loved one of us and not the other, then we'd still be friends. And respect everyone's decision.
Yeah, I mean, it would be difficult, but... You know, not impossible. Probably.
The thing is, we talked about a third possibility.
Joked about it, really.
But after all that happened, we decided that it's not the right solution.
How would you feel about having... two girlfriends.
We're not making fun of you, silly. We would never joke about something this important. And I agree with Remy. I could share a boyfriend with her. Especially if he was you.
I mean, let's be honest. You're wonderful. And I think you have feelings for both of us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can feel it really coming off of you. Like heat. You don't have to say a thing.
Oh, you smell a bit, I know. God, you smell so fucking good.
Remy, not yet. Remember, we still have a lot to tell him.
Oh. Right, so... I'm sorry. Forgive me for invading your personal space like that.
Right. We're barely even halfway down the path.
Right, so we settled things between us at the coffee shop and then we decided to walk home.
I almost called you to walk with us because for some reason I felt really anxious about walking alone in the dark, but Remy offered to walk me home first, which was really nice of her.
No worries. Anyway, got out halfway and, well, we heard it.
A howl in the distance, like a real howl.
Yeah, not like the movies. This was scary. Sent shivers up and down my spine. I almost just ran and left, Gary. Yeah. Sorry, Gary.
I felt the same way, but we stuck together. I think I held Remy's hand. We were walking on the back roads, but... We decided to change our way on the main street.
But that meant we had to cut through the edge of the woods.
Yeah. These woods, where we're walking right now.
It was late at night, but it wasn't dark. The moon was full, so it was easy to see.
Like it will be again. Tonight.
Everything after that happened so fast, it was... it's a little hard to remember.
We almost decided not to tell you this part because we didn't want to worry you.
Yeah, it was ugly. The thing went out to carry first.
There was just this growl and a lot of pain in my side. And I remember crying and screaming and fighting. Remy was really brave, though.
I tried to get the thing over her, but it just raped me with its claws, and I'm telling you, I flew across the path into a tree. I guess then it decided that I was the bigger threat and let Carrie go.
To go after Remy, it hurt me, but it mauled her. By the time I got over to it, it was tearing her apart.
Hey, calm down, dude. I'm fine. We're both all. Look at me. See? Story has a happy ending.
Yeah, I panicked. I wanted to run, but I couldn't leave Remy there. And even if I'm a coward, I thought of you and how we'd never get to tell you how we felt. In a way, you saved us.
Yeah, you did, Tiger.
Here, hang on. I brought it with me. Remember this?
Yeah, it's the antique hairpin you got Carrie for Christmas last year. Really nice. I'd want one myself, but I never let my hair get long enough to need one.
I took it out because it was the only thing I had that was anything like a weapon. I ran at the thing. I drove into his hairy, awful back. It screamed.
Yeah, like a human scream. But deeper. I remember that. Even though there was so much pain and blood everywhere, the thing collapsed to the side of me. I was probably in shock and sort of detached, though, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Two things happened then. Strange, and really, if you want to think about it, miraculous. The creature turned into a naked guy. Yeah, just a regular-looking, middle-aged guy. Maybe a little sad around the eyes, but... you'd never think he was, well, a monster. Then the body aged and decayed. It happened so fast. It wasn't even gross. He was a man, and then bones, and then just like dust.
And Carrie was surprised by that. Maybe even more surprised by me. It's funny, we each noticed it happening on the other person.
Remy's wounds were... closing. She was healing almost as quickly as the man had vanished.
And Carrie was too. She wasn't as hurt as I was, but her injury was still really serious and, yeah, like a month in the hospital serious.
We stood there in the middle of the woods, just panicked, and well, I was crying.
I was too. Ain't no shame in that.
Anyway, with our clothes torn and Remy half naked, we decided just to go to my house.
Got balls and clothes, and we talked about that and decided that basically there was nothing to be done. We were attacked by a monster. Carrie killed it, and then somehow that magically healed us. The monster was gone, and so our wounds, so no one would believe us if we told them. Even if we showed them our torn shirts covered in blood.
Well, we were still thinking about telling you, because we knew that you wouldn't believe us, but we also didn't want to stress you out, either. I mean, we were okay, right? Maybe you'd have some bad dreams, but that was it.
We were pretty silly, honestly. You've already figured out what happened. I know you're a horror nerd.
Yeah. The hairpin you got me was real silver. I hope it wasn't too expensive.
Anyway, the point is, we healed so fast because, well, we were different.
It started almost immediately. We had dreams about hunting at night.
Then we might wake up in strange places, like, naked, in my backyard.
Well, at least you made it back home. I woke up by the lake, cold and scared. And we both had such terrible dreams at first.
Ain't all that, though.
I got more confident and less afraid. Stronger, too.
Both of us got a lot stronger. And of course we heal quickly, but we have other meats now.
Yeah. We had to eat a lot of meat. Or else we could get dangerous when we turn.
And we were a bit out of control. We almost attacked some people.
Mm-hmm. The creatures who have been in the news are chasing people. That's us. We absolutely did not want to hurt you. So we decided to avoid you until we could, you know, be safer to be around.
We did research. Man did most of the reading, but we understand ourselves better now.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it turns out that the reason why most of our kind hurt people is because, well, they aren't getting their needs met. So it makes the animal inside them crazy, and when they change, there's no stopping it. It just goes on a rampage.
Yeah, so we make sure that we're never hungry on a full moon like tonight. It's relatively easy.
Mm. Yeah. That sort of quiets our minds a little, but there's another problem. It seems so silly, but really it's much more serious.
I might as well just say it. We're both incredibly horny. Like, all of the time.
We're going into heat. It's really awful. We need sex so badly, but we're both virgins and, you know, we don't want to fuck just anyone.
Yeah, and we can't, not really, because we shift forms. At least a little when we're, like, really aroused. How would we explain that?
So, you see, it's obvious that we can only have sex with someone we really trust and love.
And someone who loves us. That being you, of course.
And here we are. The other side of the lake at twilight. Isn't it romantic?
Perfect place for our first time together. Right?
No. Don't say anything. We understand. We know you. We're your best friends, remember?
And, I mean, we need you, baby. We really, really need you. Please, just bless you.
Make love to you. Because that is what this is, right? True love?
I wanted to fuck you so bad. Even before I changed, and now it's almost unbearable.
He looks a little bit unsure. Maybe it's because we're outside, but this just feels so right to me.
Why don't we make this better for him?
What were you thinking?
I can undress you, and then you can undress me.
Oh, that sounds sexy. Let's do it.
His cock likes that idea too. Look at his jeans.
Don't be embarrassed. That really turned me on.
Same. Alright, let's get started. Sorry, cold hands. Just look at little Gary. He's always wearing them shapeless sweaters, but I'll take it off. No bra today. Now look at these luscious tits. Oh, just waiting for me to touch them. Suck on them. See how they sway and jiggle and I play them. Bailey touched her and she moaned. And she's not interested in me. No, she wants you. Oh, look at these gorgeous, thick thighs. You see how she's trembling. That's not from the cold. That's how excited she is to have your eyes on her like this. And now the panties. Fuck. Oh, I'm so glad she didn't shave.
Remy!
Oh, no, really? Oh, always do for comfort, but I think I'll best do it like the variety. Besides, Carrie, it's drowned down there, don't you think? Can you see how her pussy is gleaming the last light of the day? Do you wonder what little Carrie tastes like? What noises she's gonna make just for you? Well, you're gonna find out.
Okay, your turn.
Hey!
No resistance. I'm gonna strip that sporty pullover off. And that tank top too. Ha, I knew it. You're not wearing a bra either.
Well, I don't need one. They're not much to look at.
Don't be down on yourself. Look at how he's looking at them. They're small, sure. But they fit perfectly in the palm of my hands. And don't you just love how they turn up a bit? And they're so damn perky. I bet you'd like to tweak your nips a bit, wouldn't you? She likes it. See? Now, to lose her track pants. Fuck. Look at those thighs. She's muscled. True, but she's also got that feminine curve about her, you know? And those boy shorts are so fucking tight. And soaked. Let's get rid of them. Oh my god, she wasn't kidding. She's totally bare down there. I bet you can smell her arousal from over there. I know that I can. And she's dripping down her thigh too.
I'm aching for your girl. I'm wet all the time. I'm around you now. I know deep in my heart you are. Oh, mate. I want you to just melt me wherever I am.
Mm-hmm. Too bad we can't fuck him in front of everyone on campus. That way everyone would know he belongs to us.
Oh, they're gonna know. We're not letting any bitches get their filthy balls on our man.
Goddamn right we're not. Let's show him what we mean.
Hey, hey, don't be afraid. See, we told you we'd shift a little bit. We're just a little taller. Just a little bit hairier.
Well, our hands are still hands, see? They just have long claws on the end. The better to defend ourselves and to claim you with. And then there's our teeth. It's all right. It's all right. Don't step away.
Oh, believe me, you do not want to run. No matter how scared you might be, we have a very strong predatory instinct. It would just make us want to chase you more, and then we'd be even rougher with you.
Besides, there's no point. We can outrun you. See in the dark and track you by scent. We thought there might be a little last-minute resistance, which is why we came all the way up here. Where no one could cheer you, us. It's far too late to back out now.
Yeah, just shut up and accept that this is gonna happen. Let me kiss you, baby.
God, you two look so hot like that. But he's still wearing too many clothes. Oops. I was a little out of control there when I tore your shirt. Got a bit with my clothes.
Yeah, it's actually really okay already. As much as we want you.
Fuck. Look at his cock. He's so nice. It's alright if you're a little bit scared, okay? The truth is that this might be a bit painful for you. We're pent up.
Very pent up. Don't we love you? Alright. Just a little. just remember that. Lay down on the blanket, Caribot. That's better than the hot ground, right?
There. Now just hold still while she gets on top. There. Doesn't that feel good when she rubs her wet little slit up and down your hard cock?
Oh, hold him down, Carrie. I can't wait any longer. I'm sorry, hon. I really am, but I need you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside, inside me. Oh, God.
Yeah, she's forcing herself down on you. Oh, I bet she's so wet inside. You're driving her crazy. She can't stop herself from riding you now.
Oh, my fuck. You stretched me out of it. No, don't struggle, baby.
See? When you fight this, our claws dig in extra deep. And as good as you look with those scratches on you, we'd really rather not hurt you.
Oh. Well, we will if we have to. Well, that you're so fucking good. And you'll like it. Oh, because of the other things we're doing.
Yes, that's right. She feels so fucking good, doesn't she? I bet she's super tight.
Oh, God. Oh, Gary's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you feel me squeeze. Yeah, squeeze my tits. Yeah. Fuck.
I knew he'd be our perfect mate. I knew it.
Fuck you, belong to us. Say it.
Say it.
No, fuck yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep driving up into me like that. There we go. Oh, fuck. That's it, baby. Oh, I'm coming.
Oh, good boy. And you didn't come yet.
Oh, I feel so much more relaxed.
Get off him. My turn.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to taste that cock of yours. I've imagined it so often. Oh my god, I can taste Remy on you, and oh, the combination is just so fucking sexy.
No, don't go making me jealous.
You'll get your chance, but right now, his cock is mine. Oh,
how are you looking at that girl? I know that she's a virgin, but she's so eager, isn't she? Do you ever imagine your sweet, shy little Karen sucking you off? Oh, that makes it better than any blowjob you've had.
Hey, don't bring other girls into this room.
Oh, relax, Karen. I know if you've ever had a blowjob from someone else, and well, I honestly don't care. Not anymore.
His cock is mine.
Because he's out there. You're ours. They'll do anything for you, but there's no other girls around on you instead. Just us.
He won't want any other girls. We'll just keep him happy so all he thinks about is us.
Good boy. So good. Fuck. Getting down on me is really good. Look her go. She wants to make you happy. We both do. Just because we're a bit focused on our own needs right now doesn't mean we won't care. We really do love you.
We do. I need to come on your cock, love. Can I ride you?
You don't have to ask, Harry, not tonight.
No, I suppose not. And he's a little too out of breath to answer.
Do it, Carrie. Just like me. Straddle him.
I'm not sure.
Oh, don't worry. Let me hold his cock for you. Just open yourself up. Oh, good. There we go. And lower yourself on him. Nice.
Anymore. You're my first.
Two first times in one day. How many guys can say that, Dagger?
You won't brag about us, will you? I need this to be special.
Don't worry, Gary. He's not like that. He lives us like we live him. He never betray our confidence like that.
Oh, you're right. Fuck. You feel so good.
God, this is so fucking hot. You don't mind if I ride your face, do you? That wouldn't be so bad. Having your two girlfriends riding you at the same time.
Do it. Do it, Rami. Ride him with me. He's our mate now. Use him.
Yeah, sugar. I'm gonna straddle your face now. Oh, don't worry too much. Just lick me.
Fuck. His cock is filling up completely. I can't take any more of this.
Oh, that's... That's it. Lick me out. Yeah. Just walk Gary's body too. Take your nipples hot. Oh,
hey!
See? Oh, God. Oh, you know it. Family, don't you? Oh, such a given lover.
I need him to come inside me. Is that okay, Rami?
Oh, yes, it is. I'll get my chance. You can come inside us as much as you want, baby. Oh, you never need a condom with this.
Oh, he'll do anything with you. Oh, your life hurts now.
Now, help your mates get off. Oh.
Oh, so good. Yeah, so good. I'm so close now. Oh, please, please come in me, baby. Please. This will send me over the edge. Oh, come.
Now. Oh, God. I was... Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey. We mocked him up. More than I expected.
Oh, don't worry. That's why I bought the first aid kit. And I borrowed some spare clothes from my brother he can wear home.
Gary, you think of everything. We're much more relaxed now. I promise that if you don't let us get too bent up, we'll be gentler in the future. For now, just relax your bones while Carrie bandages your wounds.
We'll try to be gentle, but no promises. It's hard to maintain control when you're so sexy all the time. Also, sometimes, especially during the full moon, we might get a little wilder. But we will never ever seriously hurt you.
No. You're not going to turn into a werewolf now. The wound has to be very bad, almost lethal, to transmit the curse. We've been very careful to keep our wants very shallow. Even if they do hurt a lot right now. No matter how excited we get, we really don't like seeing you in pain.
Please don't be mad at us, baby. We marked you up so everyone knows you're ours. It's kind of magic. From now on, we'll know if you ever get in trouble or need help. Or if anyone tries moving in on our territory.
That's right. Neither of us need to fear, Will. Anything. Now, if any girl doesn't take the first hint, Carrie and I can easily find her and show her the error of her ways.
Don't worry, baby. We'll always take care of you.
Starting now. Lean back against me and rest.
I'm almost done with cleaning all his wounds. And then I can bandage the bad ones.
Yeah. Sip some water. Care about his feet.
There. All done. We covered you in scratches, didn't we? You look so hot like this, baby.
That's right, baby. Liam wants out of you and carry on the other like a proper little pack. You can sleep now. We'll wake you and go home soon. But a little nap is okay. Be safe and warm.
You'll always be safe with us.
Always.